Well, Andre, it's great to be able to speak to you and to be able to talk to you, and you know, definitely want to talk to you about this upcoming this tour that you have going on, and it's great. It's been a while since you've been here in Cleveland, and it's been a while since you've toured, and talk about how the tour is going so far.
The tour is going very well. All the clubs are packed, and the mood every night is really good. The band is in good shape, I think, and the audience is well prepared. Everybody is singing along all the songs. They know all the lyrics. Even the new songs have great reactions, and so we are really satisfied. It's going well.
Now, I have to say, what's great to see is the fact that you guys have a following over here, because I remember the first album I bought was Imaginations from the Other Side, and you're talking 1997, and it was about a $30 import back in those days. And, you know, when did you start getting a U.S. following? Was it, you know, because I know Century Media a long time ago had put out some of your older albums and issued them, and when did that kind of turn around for you?
Okay, the problem was that in the early days we signed a major contract in Germany with the Virgin, but the Virgin USA didn't like to release us in the States. So we were like kind of bound in a worldwide contract, but we couldn't do anything. That situation changed only in 2001 or 2, and so we were able to release the Night at the Opera in the States, and since then people saw that we exist and got into it with this album, and then were interested in the back catalog as well, so they found out who Blind Guardian was, and yes, they liked. I mean, it's we are really glad about this, because it's one of the most important markets in the world, and for us it's really great playing here and touring here, and that we have a fellowship here as well. It's awesome. Yeah, of course. I mean, we are touring worldwide, and now since 2002 we did the first tour, I think. Now it's the fourth tour we do, and we already have plans to come back next year, since it's going really well.
Awesome. Now, one of the things that I think is great is the fact that, you know, as a band, you've made, for the most part, have, you know, most of the same members in the band, and you've remained together for quite a long time. And what has kept you guys together as a band? You know, what has kept you guys working together? And I know you and Hansi and everybody and Marcus have been together for a long time, and maybe talk a bit about the bond you have with those guys.
Well, Hansi and me, we chose the guys very wisely. We only bring in people in the team that we like, that we get along with. And once we established a certain friendship, I mean, we are trying to keep it. I mean, how can I say? There are certain things in a tour you should, certain rules you should have, to get along with each other, to respect the other people, to see that everybody has different needs, and that you try to help everybody to be happy, and not to be in their way. So we are really a team. We are really working as a team. And it's sometimes just little details, but the whole thing is really healthy, I think. And we have a really good mood. We played already more than 60 shows now, and still nobody is feeling like, I want to go home, I'm freaking here, you know? Everybody is still good, and maybe sometimes you really need to go your own ways, like when you're back home with your family. We are not going out every weekend together, have drinks or do party, you know? We just separate and say, okay, let's keep it quiet for a while, and when we meet again, we have all the fun playing music again.
Gotcha. So, you know, as you know, one of the things that you did a couple years ago, and something that I thought was really cool, was you released a box set and you remixed a lot of the albums. And I'll tell you what, there were a couple of the records I thought were really improved on this. And the one record that I really thought the two albums I thought that came out the best of those remixes were Imaginations from the Other Side and A Night at the Opera, especially A Night at the Opera. I think you guys really, you know, when I remember listening to that album when it came out and liking it, but I'm thinking, man, you know, this should be mixed a little better. And you guys nailed it on the remix. And maybe talk about, you know, remixing that, maybe A Night at the Opera, talk about remixing that record.
I'm so happy that you mentioned this and that you say, and that you exactly said Night at the Opera, because yes, it's true. I see it the same way. It improved most because it was the worst mix we ever had, the original. And it was not really Charlie's fault. It was more like we built our own studio and it was like jumping into cold water. Nothing was really ready and nothing was checked out before. We had no chance. So we recorded there the first time. It was the first experience and we did many, many mistakes. And of course, when you know the album, listen to it 100 times, you know, okay, that could be better. And we knew what we wanted, but that time we really couldn't realize it. And then with the remix, we said, okay, let's start everything from the beginning. The recordings are not so bad, but we need to sort it out and we need to really feature the elements of the songs, like the original spirit when we created it, and we still knew it. We still had the feeling for the songs, so that's why we could remix it in that way. It was lots of work, but I think it was worth it.
It was worth it, from my standpoint.
And I can tell you that the next thing we plan to do is do the same thing with A Twist in the Myth, because it has many mistakes as well in the production. I think that could be much better, and people would understand the songs better, because now I know that the reaction of the fans in this album is not so well, but a big part is in the mix. We lost lots of spirit in the mix there as well. And I think if we do a really nice start from the beginning with this album, it can turn out much better as well.
Gotcha. So, you know, you've played here before. I believe the last time I saw you here is you played with Symphony X. So you're playing with Gravedigger, and obviously a band that you've known, you guys have been friends, have known each other for a long time. And you know, it's a great package and a great tour. And maybe talk a bit about Gravedigger, maybe talk a bit about touring with them and kind of go from there.
Yeah, we are indeed friends since many, many years. I can't even remember when I met them first time. The drummer, Stefan Arnold, was in a band before called Grinder, and it was the first tour we ever did in 88. So we are really buddies since a long time. And I mean, they are really nice guys, and by coincidence we found out that they never toured the States. So when we were looking for support, they said immediately, like, yeah, why not bringing us over, and we would like to play a tour there, and if we can go with you in such good circumstances, it would be the best entry for us. So we said yes. It's a nice package, because we think that our fans would like their music as well, and it fits together. It's both metal, like kind of traditional metal. So yes, and we see the reactions are good every evening. They are really heating up the audience, and it's perfect for us.
Awesome. So one of the things that I've loved about the band over the years, and you know, there are metal bands that sort of do this, but I can't help but think this has to be a big Queen influence in your music, but the vocal layering, and I've talked to Hansi about this in the past, but I always thought you guys have always done just such an amazing job at mixing that, because, you know, that's difficult to mix, you know, getting all the voices to sound where they are and tucking them away, and it's also, you know, can be pretty hard to record, because you got to hit all the parts exactly where you want to get them at. And, you know, talk a bit about adding that element to the music that you have, because I think you guys, you know, just do an outstanding job.
Yeah, I mean, Queen was always one of the favorite bands of every member in the band. And I still admire the work of Brian May, what he's doing with the guitars and the tone he has when he plays. So they will always be our idols, but we are not trying to copy them. It's more like they had the right spirit in the right time. They always tried to seek for the limits in ways of production and in ways of performing it live. And of course, when we had the possibility and created our own studio, we had the chance to try out things as well. And then when you have the tracks, you can really try how it sounds to work out a guitar orchestra, you know. And for me, it was lots of fun to do experiments with this. And then, because, I mean, they really did many, many things with the multiple voicing. So, it can sound that way if you are... I mean, you always should try not to get too close to certain things they did with the harmonies, but we use similar techniques, and I think it's part of Blind Guardian music as well, because we try to sound kind of epic fantasy, and there are these huge choirs, and the guitar orchestration fits very well. And but I think we are going a little bit a different direction, only from the spirit that everything is allowed, everything is possible. You just go where you feel to go in a songwriting. You don't say we don't need to write a radio hit, you know. We just say, okay, if the song is 10 minutes, it's 10 minutes, so what? And that's what Queen did, and that's what we like, what we appreciate. Yeah, just a free spirit for the music, and you go wherever the mood is leading you.
You guys have always done a great job at that, and you know, I revisited. You know, all I did was listen to Gravedigger and Blind Guardian, before doing my radio shows last night, and you know, listen to the whole catalog. And it's actually amazing just how evolved you guys became, because you came up, you were kind of like a speed metal band, and all of a sudden, it was something where Tales from the Twilight World came out, and Somewhere Far Beyond, you started morphing into this band that was just a lot more diverse, and this new album is very diverse. You know, I know Jason really well, who does your website. He's been a friend of mine for years, and you know, I remember he was asking me, you know, what I thought about, you know, the new album, and I thought, you know, it was a very diverse record. And maybe talk a bit about that record and the musical direction you took on it.
Okay, so I'm really happy and satisfied with the last album, because for me it's very homogenic. It's it has a kind of concept flow that I missed for a long time. The songs fit very well together, even that they are so different from each other. What I wanted in this album was to improve the orchestral work, because I really had fun with Wheel of Time and Sacred, and I thought, okay, that's maybe a way for the future to improve. And I grabbed that idea and tried to work it out better. And when we did At the Edge of Time, it was, for example, we did really new ways of creating this song. We wanted to improve the dynamics of the orchestra, so we said, let's play the let's record the orchestra first, because an orchestra has a different timing and is breathing in a different way. A metal band is always straight to the point, you know, but an orchestra is creating a certain dramatic dynamic just with the timing. And I thought, okay, let them play first, and we play the metal things on top, and then we have a combination of this dramatic feeling and our hard metal approach. And it, we saw that this is a really difficult way to do it, because we didn't know that the orchestra was changing also the tuning all the time. They are really free. And so it was hell of work in the studio to tune every part and really get done with this song. It was hell of work, but we did it, and I think now it's a real emotional song. It really creates deep emotions, and that's why I think this song improves this kind of direction. And also I think that in a song like A Ninth Wave, we found new elements, which is not easy after doing 10 albums already. But I think we found in a kind of futuristic way to have a more, like Hansi is always calling it, a more disturbing or dystopia sound. We brought in the 7 strings, like real deep low tune guitar for the first time, and even this fits in the Blind Guardian universe. We only have a brighter spectrum now from the variety of songs. It's more bright, and I'm happy that we could do this with another album. I mean, it's always tough to create, to really find new ideas, new elements after you did already so many things in your career, and I think we found, that's why I'm happy with the album. It's really, it has a new, fresh approach, and also has all the traditional elements. We have a speed metal song, we have more melodic, melancholic elements, but also the real epic, the big, huge songs. So, and it works together like a concept. So,
Last question. Anything to say to the fans that are going to be checking this interview out on my radio show in the next few weeks?
Well, we are recording the shows here in the U.S. as well. And you should look out for the upcoming live album, because I think that you will be part of it. And when we are back home, Hansi and me will work on the orchestral project, and I think you will be very spoiled with a live album next year and the orchestral album in 2 years.